We have three approaches. One is leftist approach, one is rightist approach, and another one is centrist approach. The yoga is a centrist approach. It's a balanced approach. Leftist approach in the sadhana also talks about three types of sadhana: sattvic sadhana and rakshasic sadhana and asuric sadhana. Three types of sadhanas are there. The sattvic sadhana is the one where you are not torturing yourself, and your sadhana is not making others inconvenience. That type of sadhana is called a sattvic sadhana. It helps in unfolding our personality. Some people, in the name of practice, they stand on one leg for a long time, hang themselves upside down, saying that this is the yoga. Or in India, somebody put the one person did not bring the hand down, thinking that it's a tapas, and it's a torturing. It is a torturing. And rakshasic sadhana is the one one tortures oneself. It is called as rakshasic sadhana. Asuric sadhana is the one, not only one tortures oneself, and intention is to destroy others. That is called as demonic sadhana, tamasic sadhana, or asuric sadhana. Asuric sadhana, Sri Krishna talks about ashastra vihitam ghoram tapyante e tapo janaha damba ahankara samyukta kamaraga balanvitaha karshayanta sharirastam bhuta grama machetasam mam chaivanta sharirastam than viddi asura nischayan. Shri Krishna talks about asuric sadhana is the one, it's no sanction of the scriptures. There is no scriptural sanction. Ashastra vihitam, they practice severe, intense practice they do. There is no scriptural sanction. That is why to do the practice, you have to have a sattvic teacher. Tamasic teacher or asuric teacher make you to do various asuric way, ashastra, goram. They do a severe, intense tapas. Then only they do rakshasic sadhana, they do damba ahankara samyukta, only to boost the ego, only for popularity. People, rakshasic one, only for the media publicity. Look how much I am doing. Only for the publicity they do rakshasic sadhana. Shri Krishna says asurik also, asurika. They torture themselves, and I am there in everyone's being. I also feel uncomfortable. And they do bhuta grama ma achetasa. They torture the people around also in the name of sadhana. And in India, they now it's Ganesh Chaturthi is coming. They say, we are doing the yajna, we are doing, give the donation. They start pestering. I am doing, celebrating the celebration. I am celebrating some festival. Give me a donation. It is not a sattvic one, not to pester. No, it's a damba, bhuta grama ma chetasa. And Shri Krishna talks about these are the asuric way of sadhana. Shri Krishna recommends you have to do only the sattvic sadhana. Sattvic sadhana, your personality must blossom like the flower. Flower, it must blossom. Your personality blossom. The blossoming of the personality, you have to move up in your life. Pranayama means I am expansion, natural way you are unfolding your personality. That is called as pranayama. In the pranayama, the two there are 72,000, yesterday's Bhagavad Gita also I talked about, the 72,000 nadis are there. Out of 72,000 nadis, 36,000 nadis are called as feminine nadi or ida nadi. 36,000 are there are called as masculine nadi or pingala nadi. Though there are 727.2 million fine nadis are there, out of them, the gross are the 72,000. Out of 72, 36 on the feminine, 36 masculine nadis. Feminine nadis are the heart-centered, masculine is head-centered. Heart-centered feminine nadis controls our emotions. And the masculine nadi, head-centered, controls our rational thinking. Feminine nadis are called as dark nadis, the makes us emotional. Between them, in the scriptures they talk about, we have 72,000 nadis, but all nadis, all 72, doesn't reveal the truth. They, Ida and Pingala, along the central nervous system, they go around the Sushumna Nadi in a helical way. The helical way, like braid, in the braid, though there are three streams of hair is there, the central braid, central stream is not revealed. Only we see only the two braids going, central one is not revealed. Central one, in fact, it is holding the two other braids, two other streams. Like that, Sushumna Nadi in the central one holds the Ida and Pingala together. Ida and Pingala together, the Ida and Pingala are going around the Sushumna like they are dancing around. The central one is not revealed. And we all see is only the two. We get so enchanted by the dancing of the Ida and Pingala, we forget about what is the core which is supporting. All what we see, Ida and Pingala in the world also, what we see, it is so mesmerizing, we forget to see what is beyond that one. And in Narayana Upanishad talks about Narayana Sukta, Nilato Yadamadhyastha Vidhyalekeva Basvara Nivara Shukavattanvi Pita Basyat, it is talking about Basyat Anu, like Anu, the fine Sushumna Nadi is the only Nadi. Out of 72,000 or out of 727.2 million nadis, only one nadi is showing the light. Rest are misleading our life. Only the Sushumna nadi has a light. And other nadis are the dark nadis. Neelato yadamadhyastha. Neela means dark. Everywhere darkness. In our light, life, everything is darkness. We think that is the light. It is talking about everything. We are enveloped with the darkness. But yada madhyastha, center of that one, there is a streak of pita vidyul lekeva bhaswara. It gets revealed to us like a lightning. Like a lightning. Dark night, cloudy night, a new moon night, pitch dark. And so dark, and the streak of lightning, how it illumines the whole earth. That way, the Sushumna Nadi, the central one, it gets illumined. Those who are seeking that one, Neelato Yada Madhyastha Vidhyul Lekeva Basvata. Nivara Shukavattanvi. And within that one, how big is that one? Anu. It's a finer than the finest. You can't, under the stethoscope or under the microscope, you can't see that one. Electronic microscope also cannot reveal that one. It is anu. That one, it reveals the light. Where Lord presides in that one. The seeker, the yogi, aspires to go through that one which has the light. Yogi goes through that one, aspires to go through the central one. What it is saying, the God is not revealed through the emotional approach. I am so emotional, I may be, in the name of devotion, I may be shedding tears also. In the name of tears, in the heart center. Or highly intelligent, highly scholar. It says, not by your emotional approach, nor by head approach, God is not available. You can't experience that one. You have to transcend beyond the heart-centered approach and head-centered approach. You have to go beyond that one to get to the truth. To realize that one, not heart-oriented, not head-oriented. Beyond that one, you have to transcend. By transcending that one, the God, Atyatishta Dashangulam, he transcends beyond that one. Seeker of the yogi is not easily digressed from the sadhana. Yogi knows what is the path of darkness, what is the path of light. Yogi seeks only the path of light. He knows, or she knows, that is where he or she realized the purpose of life. It's a yogi's journey. From outside it looks very difficult, but for yogi, other paths, going outside is a challenge. For a yogi, going out, it's a very challenging, because he has seen the better path. For others, yogi's life is so torturous, so difficult. For yogi, others' path is very difficult. The scriptures talk about what is yet edagre vishamiva pariname amrutopamam. Initially, what seemed to be like a poison ends as a nectar. Yogi seeks that one. Yes, it is a bit challenging, but ultimate end result is a good result. Yogi aspires for that one, and in any sadhana, fruit, if you are aspiring for quick result, quick fruit, that is, the truth is not there. True fruit won't be revealed very quickly. You have to work hard. Only God gives the strength for you to do the sadhana. If you encash your sadhana quickly, you are eating an unripe mango. Sour mango. Continue the sadhana. Sadhana, when you are doing that one, the ripe mango get revealed to you. Amrita Ashnute.